Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And I'm actually doing a re-recording of this audio description because I found out some other stuff since I did the original recording. So these are my new favorite headphones for the computer. And these will also work great if you want to use them with a 3.5 millimeter type device like the Victor Stream or something of that nature. But they have many different connections, and I'll get into that here in just a minute. Now, I'm actually recording the audio description from these headphones, and all of the Zoom groups that you will hear me doing from now on will be with these headphones. These are actually one of the most comfortable pair of headphones you will ever put on your ears, regardless of whether they are computer headphones or just regular headphones. These things are super comfortable, and I just sold these to a friend of mine and a customer out in California, and he has normally a hard time with headphones and stuff, and he actually sent me an email telling me that they are super, super comfortable even for him. So that is definitely saying something. Now, this is a pair of USB headphones that plugs in wired via USB. Now, they're 40 millimeter drivers. They do have leather ear cups on them, or vegan leather, cushy ear cups, really cushy and comfortable. They sit on your ear. They don't completely go around or over your ears, so they're not going to block out necessarily every bit of noise, but they will do a good job of blocking out most noise. Now, they do also have a padded top headband right at the where it touches the top of your head, and then of course, like I said, these things on the actual ear cups, probably about 3/4 of an inch thick as far as the foam on them. Let me just take a quick measurement. Yeah, I would say 3/4 to an inch thick. Not quite an inch thick, but pretty close. And super soft, and they are do not have a hole in the middle, and sometimes that tends to actually make the headphones a little more comfortable. Sometimes with ear cups that actually have an opening in the middle and then they just have a ring of foam around that, they seem to be sometimes a little bit less comfortable than ones like this where it's a complete closed, the earphone's not closed, but it is a complete piece of vegan leather that goes across the middle, and then it has perforations in that to allow the sound to come through. Now, these do swivel just a little bit back and forth on the ear cups, so when you put them on your head, they will swivel to fit your shape of your head and your ears. And then, of course, they adjust up and down on each side to be able to adjust to the size of your head. But I would say that these are one of the most comfortable pairs of headphones that I have ever worn. And I actually gave up my Logitechs when I got these in. I gave up my Logitechs to replace the Logitechs with these because these are so much more comfortable than the Logitechs were. Now, this does have a microphone. It's a boom microphone that folds down in front of your mouth. The cool thing is it does fold about 280 degrees, so you can actually have the microphone coming out on the left, or you can fold it back around and have it coming out on the right. So you can have the microphone either on your right ear or on your left ear because of the way it folds back and forth. And then when you're not using the microphone, you can fold it out of the way up to the side of the headphones. Now, we've sold a ton of these so far. We're on our like third or fourth batch that we've sold out and got back in stock. But right now, as of this recording, we do have some more in stock. Now, this does have a rubber cable that comes out of the ear cup. It is a single cable from the single ear cup, so it's not necessarily coming out of the left or the right, because you can have it come out of either one depending on where you put the microphone. For my purposes right now, it is coming out of the left ear cup, and my and the cable is plugged into the USB port on the left side of my computer. Now, this does have the full-size standard USB port, but also you will get with it, you will get a USB to USB-C adapter. So when you pull these out of the box, it will actually look like this is a USB-C port that these plug into, but that is just an adapter. You can just pull straight off with that end of that, and it will pop right off, and underneath is your standard USB adapter. Now, there are two parts to this cord. There is a part that goes, that's 4 feet long, that goes from the ear cup down to the remote. That piece actually ends at a 3.5 millimeter jack. So if you wanted to use this for a 3.5 millimeter device like your VictorStream, you could just leave the remote off, and then you've got that 4 foot rubber cable with the end of it being a 3.5 millimeter to plug into any headphone jack on any device. And if you still have an iPad or an iPhone with a headphone 3.5 millimeter jack, then you're in good shape, or an Android phone or whatever, or a blind shelf phone or what have you. Of course, all the newer iPhones and iPads and stuff do not include the 3.5 millimeter, so you might want to look at this the other part of the cord that we're going to talk about here now. So this 3.5 millimeter plug actually plugs in to the remote. So one side of the remote has a 3.5 millimeter female, and then there's the remote in the middle with some buttons that we'll get to here in a second. And then on the other end of the remote, it is the cable coming out of that remote. And this cable ends at the standard USB and the USB-C adapter that will be plugged onto it when you get the package. Again, it'll work either with USB standard, or which is USB-A, or it will work with USB-C. So if you're like me and you have a laptop with the newer USB-C ports, then you could plug it in with that adapter. Now, this take this one step even further. I did test this out on the 3.5 millimeter jack. I did test that out with a 3.5 millimeter to Lightning adapter, and it worked fine in my iPhone 13 mini. So if you want to use this with your iPhone, maybe on a Zoom call, or maybe just talking to people, and you don't want to mess with Bluetooth or anything like that, you could, if you have the adapter, you could plug the 3.5 into the adapter and then plug the Lightning plug into your phone, and it will work fine. The other cool thing is I did get one of the new iPhone 15 Pros, and the USB-C end of this, where the adapter is, will work in that USB-C port of the new iPhone 15s. So if you have a 15 or any phones going forward, any iPhones going forward now on from the 15 to 16, 17, 18, and whatever, they will all have USB-C. And so you can leave the USB-C adapter on there and plug it into your USB-C port on your iPhone or iPad, and these will work out of that as well. So they have many different types of connections, and you can pretty much find one to fit your application. Now, let's talk about the remote, because this is pretty cool. Now, if you just are using the part that goes to the 3.5 and your 3.5 millimeter is plugged into something, then you don't get the remote usage, and you would just control the volume and everything else from your device that you have it plugged into. But if you plug in the 3.5 millimeter to the remote and you're going to use the USB or the USB-C connection, then you would get this remote where there are three buttons right in the middle. Actually, it's kind of four buttons, but the one in the middle is one big button, and it's a rocker switch. So if you look at the button that's closest to the 3.5 millimeter end of the remote, that is actually a mute to mute music coming in to your headphones. So if you were listening to something on your computer or on your phone with these or whatever, and you wanted to mute that music coming into it, you could press this button once and it would actually mute sound coming into the headphones. Unfortunately, the buttons don't make beeps or noises to let you know when they are muted and unmuted. But definitely, if you're not hearing anything out of the headphones, then you know this button is probably the one that's pressed. Now, in the middle, you have a rocker switch, which is volume up and volume down. So if you press the top of the rocker, or the rocker part that is closest to the 3.5 millimeter and closest to the mute button we just talked about, the one that actually mutes sound coming into the headphones, then that will actually turn down the volume. And if you press the rocker switch that is toward the other end of the remote, then that will turn the volume up. And then finally, there's one more button, and this is going to be on the end of the remote where the cable is actually coming out of, and it is permanently attached to the remote. It is a fixed cable attached to the end of the remote opposite the 3.5. This button is actually going to be muting the microphone. So one button mutes the sound coming into the headphones, and one button mutes the sound going out of the headphones, and that's what this one does. So if you're on a Zoom call, you can press that button once, and it will mute your microphone so it doesn't pick up stuff around you, and if you press it again, it will unmute your microphone. Now, these headphones don't, they also do have built-in audio noise cancellation, so they will do a pretty good job at canceling out the sounds around you. So if you're talking on a Zoom call or talking to somebody in an environment maybe where there's some music playing in the background or anything like that, then they're going to do a pretty good job at blocking out that sound. Now, if you're on a Zoom call, Zoom already tries to do a pretty good job at blocking out the sound, so it's going to probably do part of that, but these headphones will take part of that and do it themselves as well. Now, I don't have any music playing in the background to let you guys hear it, but just take my word, it does a pretty decent job at blocking out sound around you. I wouldn't say it's going to block out every sound around you, but I could actually listen to music while I'm on a Zoom call with these, and people would probably not be able to hear the music in the background if it wasn't turned up too terribly loud. Now, the cord length on this is going to be 4 foot from the headphones to the 3.5, and then it's going to be another 4 foot from the remote to the USB end. So if you have the one cable, just using one cable, you're going to get 4 feet of length. But if you have the remote plugged into the 3.5, you're going to get about 8 feet of length on the headphones. So it does give you a really nice cord length there for the headphones themselves. Now, the microphone is a boom microphone, like I mentioned. It is a solid plastic arm that comes out, and you can adjust it in front of your face. It does not adjust other than just folding down one way or the other. So it is a fixed plastic solid microphone that doesn't have, like some of these you've seen before, where you can kind of bend it in closer to your mouth or further away from your mouth or something like that. This one does not do that. It's just a solid plastic microphone arm, which seems to be fine as you can hear me recording on this audio description. It seems to put it just at the right distance away from my mouth where I don't sound too muffled because I'm talking too close, but yet I still sound really clear. So I'm like not talking too far away. So I think it does a really good job at that because I'm always fiddling with my microphone anyway. And this way I can have nothing to fiddle with because I can't. So there you go. It also comes with, and I believe, yeah, I think I took mine off, but it also comes with a little cord management piece, I believe, yeah, I'm almost positive it does, if I remember right. It's a little Velcro piece that you can wrap around the cables and actually cinch them together to kind of manage your cable a little bit better and kind of keep it cinched up when you're, you know, traveling with these or what have you. So you do get that little cable management piece as well. And as far as traveling with these would be fine to do so. Like I said, they're very lightweight. I don't even feel like I have headphones on. They're so comfortable and lightweight. However, they don't fold up and they don't fold flat. So just be aware of that. Hey, that's a rhyme. Okay, anyway, so yeah, I know, I'm a little distracted. But yeah, so they'll be easy to take with you just because they don't weigh very much. But just know they don't fold up like some headphones do, and they don't fold flat. So other than that, guys, like I said, these are my new favorite USB headphones. These are what I'm using on Zoom groups from now on. I love these things. They are stereo. They have a great sound. So even if you want to use these for listening to music and things like that, you're not going to be disappointed at all. They've got good bass response and good mids and highs. And even though they're probably designed to be a computer headphone because of the different USB connections and so forth, You could use these for a regular headphone for listening to books and music, and you would be very happy with them. And since the microphone folds out of the way, then you don't have to worry about the microphone getting in your way. But they do sound great. They've got really good stereo sound, and then they've got that noise cancellation and all that other good stuff. So guys, these are brand new in the box, and like I said, you will get the USB to USB Type-C adapter. It will be plugged into the USB plug when you get them out of the box. So if you don't need the USB-C, just pull that thing straight off, comes right off, and then underneath is your standard USB-A, and you could just put the USB-C away somewhere when you might need it for the future. But they all, like I mentioned earlier, they do work fine with the USB to Lightning connector, 3.5 millimeter to Lightning connector, so that would be fine if you want to use them with your iPhone. If you have that adapter, these do not come with the Lightning adapter. They also work fine plugged into the new iPhone 15 Pro, so they will work fine with any upcoming iPhones released from this year on. Anyway, guys, I hope you've enjoyed the audio description. Like I said, I love these headphones. We've sold a ton of them. And if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.